with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Extend the soon-to-expire Iran war ceasefire? President Trump says sure if a permanent peace accord with Iran is close at hand.
Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them.
The president says the Iran war has been going swimmingly and should wrap up pretty soon. Another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks may take place this weekend. Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to attend a truce in Lebanon. From Beirut, the BBC's Hugo Bishega.
Hezbollah is indicating that it will abide by the ceasefire. Obviously, its supporters have been suffering because of this war. But at the end of the day, Hezbollah is keeping its weapons. Invading Israeli troops remain inside Lebanese territory. And Israel, according to the deal, may even continue to attack Lebanon. So this gives you an idea of how difficult the situation is. The Lebanese are exhausted, desperate for some respite, but this may be a pause and not the end of the conflict here.
They say that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but when it comes to a presidential visit, that is definitely not the case.
Every single American at every income level has more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies. And we got to win the midterms. If we don't, these policies are going to be taken away from you. The taxes are going to go through the roof.
President Trump crowing about GOP tax policy, including no tax on tips, during yesterday's stop in Las Vegas. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons is stepping down. He'll leave the agency at the end of next month. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been higher so far, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures all up. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say religion is very important in their lives compared to young women. It's the first time young men have surpassed young women on this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The poll finds 42% of young men value religion highly, up from 28% a few years ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed low at about 30%. This is SRN News. Ex-NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that's led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters and other basketball figures. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the details.
According to court filings, a change of plea hearing for Jones is scheduled for April 28th in Brooklyn Federal Court. The 49-year-old Jones had previously pleaded not guilty to separate indictments charging him with profiting from rigged poker games and providing sports bettors with non-public information about injuries to stars LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
According to prosecutors, Jones sold or attempted to sell non-public information to bettors that James was injured and wouldn't be playing in a February 9th, 2023 game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Texting an unnamed co-conspirator, get a big bet on Milwaukee tonight before the information is out. SRNNews.com.